Welcome back to Sound Effect on KPLU. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and today we are talking about going solo. Back in October, Sarah Brandeber thought, I sure would like to see some larch trees. Larch are the rare coniferous trees that actually change colors in the fall. They turn gold and their needles fall off. They're really gorgeous. And so she set out on a hike to Lake Ingalls near Cleellum, where there were lots of these trees. Sarah's a pretty experienced hiker, and she brought a friend, so going solo was not part of the plan. But as Sarah tells us, plans change.
It was a 2.5 hour drive just to get to the trailhead, and then it was a 9 mile hike, so it was going to be kind of an all day thing. And my friend Cherie said that she would be willing to do it with me. I was really pumped and just kind of raring to go once we got there. And we start up on the trail, and we're less than maybe half a mile in, and I could kind of sense behind me that Cherie was not enjoying herself. And then she stopped me and said, Sarah, I can't keep going. She said that she had done her first CrossFit session the night before and her legs were shaking. We immediately started this back and forth where she was like, I'm gonna be mad at you if you don't do this hike. I really want you to bring back pictures of the lake that we were supposed to hike to. I have my hammock, I have my book and my journal. So I told her I would only go all the way if I was making a really good pace. It was gorgeous. It was easily one of the most beautiful hikes I've ever done. And the last part of the hike, it's like a rock scramble. It's not even really a trail anymore. And made my way to the lake, and I had the lake to myself, and I was just kind of eating my sandwich. And as soon as I finished, I headed back down because I was in a hurry to get back to Cherie. And it wasn't until 45 minutes, an hour later, where I really started to realize that I had gone the totally wrong way. I remembered that the whole hike up, there had been a creek flowing down, and I could hear the creek from where I was standing. And so I went to that and I said, if nothing else, the water is all flowing in one direction, down and out, so I can follow that. So that was kind of my decision at that point. Then it hit 2, 3, 4, 5 p.m. and I'm still in thick underbrush with no sign that I'm nearing the bottom of the mountain. I asked God for a sign, and shortly after I said that prayer, I looked several yards ahead and saw something bright blue and shiny up in the bushes. And I got really excited because I thought it might be a piece of equipment or a backpack, meaning that another hiker or someone was nearby. So I sprinted up to it, and as soon as I came upon it, I realized that it was a really big, still almost fully inflated happy birthday balloon, like one you would get from the grocery store in the gift section. And I had not seen a single other piece of garbage on this entire trail. So the fact that there's this still fully inflated happy birthday balloon that floated all the way up there was really bizarre. So now I'm kind of hiking along with this balloon. It hit 6 p.m. and I realized it was going to be getting dark soon and I needed to make a choice. I was a little bit nervous about spending the night in the woods. I had a bag of almonds, an apple, a banana, and half of a water bottle left. The temperature was dropping. I knew it was going to hit the low 30s during the night. I was wearing like running tights that were lightly fleece lined, and then a tank top and a long sleeve kind of dry fit material shirt and a thin down vest. And I had also left a hammock in my backpack and kind of found a spot on the ground under this low-hanging tree and kind of wrapped my hammock around me and pulled myself into the tightest fetal position possible. And I was praying that exhaustion would take over because I knew I had 12 full hours until the sun was going to be up again. So I really just prayed to be so exhausted and sleep away most of those hours. I had my cell phone on me and it only had 30% battery left and I had zero phone service. But I did have a few songs saved on my phone, and one of them is a worship song that's really calming. And so I thought, well, I'll play that on low volume, kind of put it right near my ear to drown out animal noises and, you know, the wind.
In the secret of his presence, how my soul.
I woke up, and my phone, by the way, was still playing this song. It didn't die. And I looked at my phone, and it was 5:30 in the morning, so I had slept almost 10 hours. You know, I am completely alone. I have no idea where I am. I haven't seen another person since yesterday, early afternoon. Everyone feels lonely at some point, but this was like a very desperate feeling of isolation. I knew no one could hear me, you know, if I were crying or if I screamed. And so that was a pretty sobering thought. I'm just gonna keep doing what I'm doing and follow the creek. It's gotta lead me to the bottom at some point. I'm out of water, starting to feel dehydrated and dizzy. And at this point, I see a rescue helicopter flying overhead. And I saw the guy, like, kind of hanging half out of the helicopter. I was so tired that I could barely move my arms, but I did my best to, like, wave and get their attention. And I had been hiking with my hammock over my backpack because it was bright turquoise and yellow, so I knew they would see it, if anything. But they passed right over me. And that was just crushing. I sat down for a minute on a log and my legs were like screaming. For a minute, I was just like, I don't want to keep going. I'm tired. But then I had a thought of, Sarah, people are looking for you. They don't know if you're alive or if you broke your leg and you're in a ditch somewhere. So you need to kind of suck it up and keep going. So I kept hiking and hiking, and I saw what looked like a road up ahead, but I didn't let myself get too excited again because I had several massive fallen logs had appeared to be roads. But as I got closer, I saw the outline of a trail sign and a privy, and I started sprinting. And I hit pavement, and then I saw what was either a massive cabin or a house up on my right, a black lab on the porch. And the dog was jumping up and licking me and barking. And a man opened the door, probably because he was wondering what all the commotion was about. And I just collapsed at that point. I think all I was able to choke out is, I've been lost since yesterday. My family doesn't know where I am or if I'm okay. And I was crying so hard that I'm surprised they could understand me. And the man said, well, if you've been lost since yesterday, there's probably some folks out looking for you. So I'm going to call the sheriff. So then the sheriff came to the house, and he walked in, and he would just looked like someone who could keep you safe. He was like 6'5" and built, and was kind of just like super serious. He's like, do you want to see on a map what you did? And he showed me where I had turned the wrong way and ended up on the total backside of this mountain. He said, you could have been hiking 4 days. That is 8,000 acres of wilderness. Judging by what you did, you hiked between 35 and 40 miles. Then we went out to his truck, and Taylor Swift was blasting on his radio. And he was like, you can change it if you want to. And I was like, nope, this is perfect. And it just made me laugh. I mean, this huge, tough guy blasting Taylor Swift. And I think I just needed to laugh at that point. I felt the lowest of lows when I was isolated and alone and not sure that I was going to get out of there or see my family or friends again. Because I allowed myself to go there emotionally. Then when I was reunited with people, I felt the greatest joy and ecstasy I've ever felt. I think that's it.
Sarah Brandeber is a student at Seattle Pacific University.